I think it's high time that our scientists should stop acting too quickly in announcing things. They should just wait for the World Organization and then they can take it from there, because now countries are punishing our country for this quick rush announcements. Thank you so much. It's Calvin here in Pretoria.
Thank you very much for those WhatsApp voice notes. I'm sorry, but I disagree strongly with both of you. You are entitled to your views, obviously. The science simply does not support that view that that even those people with vaccines do land up in hospital and dying. If you look at the statistics of the number of people who are vaccinated versus the number of people who are not vaccinated who are in hospitals, we saw that in the briefing today. So the science just doesn't support it. And I'm in full support of our scientists for the way that they've handled this. They are world leaders. We are transparent and we should not be victimized and vilified for the fact that we have got the very best scientists in the world. And that's why we are seeing the president appealing to these countries to reverse the travel bans, various industries being affected as well. We know that these travel bans are going to have an impact on South Africa's tourism, on restaurants, that they are based in politics, not in science. So let's have a look at that now, what the impact is going to be, and speak to the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa, Wendy Elbert. Wendy, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. I'm sure
you, to
a degree you are pleased there are no additional restrictions announced by the president last night, but the impact of these travel bans is still going to have an effect on the restaurants in South Africa.
No, absolutely. You know, whilst we applaud the president of South Africa for swiftly managing the situation, unfortunately, you know, the economical sabotage has already taken effect, and this has caused a catastrophic damage to our economy and to the industry. You know, we rely heavily on the international market this time of the year to springboard some form of recovery. And, you know, the complete irresponsible way that the press and the media handled it has left us now in a fragile position. And then you can just imagine the commercial consequences that are following through, where we certainly haven't even had a chance to even have a discussion. And there's another threat of another wave upon us and the potential ban. I mean, it set our industry in complete panic. We have got our employees in fear of losing their jobs. We've got restaurateurs having cancellations on their doorstep again with the threat of the domestic market having been challenged. And the truth is, you know, any further restrictions on our industry is going to have dire consequences. It's going to leave us in a complete and utter bloodbath.
Are you able to put a number or give us a kind of estimation of just how much restaurants in South Africa rely on the international market and tourists coming in?
I think it's not only about numbers. I think it's about opening up of the economy. You know, we've just started seeing some form of recovery. Over the last 2 years, we've had the same dialogue with government. So the ongoing, off-going, switching on and off of the ability for us to trade our businesses has negatively impacted us. It just results in hundreds and thousands of people losing their jobs and thousands of restaurants actually closing, some that never, ever recover. So when we start opening up the economy, it allows international travelers to come in. It opens up accommodation, tourism, experiential visit, it opens up the game parks, it allows that economy to flow and allows people to get back to jobs. You know, we can't constantly have these restrictions imposed upon us that limit the confidence of international travelers coming back in South Africa. The minute we opened up the lines to allow people to travel back in South Africa, we saw a flood into our top-end areas, into those high-profile restaurants, Frankshoek, many of the Cape Town establishments, etc., with lovely bookings. And it's imperative to us, especially in the top end, to bring that economy in, to be part of the whole value chain and to be able to springboard the economy back into recovering with the restaurants. But this push and this last push was a complete abdication of poor responsibility. We should be doing everything we can to protect our industry, the economy, as well as employment in the sector. And I completely respect and understand that there's this new variant. But government needs to consult with us in a time frame like this, especially at a very imminent time where we're prepared for the festive season.
Right.
There's a lot of work, there's a lot of money, financial responsibility that goes into setting up the festive trade. There's stock that needs to be bought.
Mm.
There is a trade through. There's staff that need to be trained and employed. There's protocols and management systems that need to be met. So for the constant switching on and off and the unannounced, irresponsible dilution and complete, you know, economical suicide on our industry, we just can't simply tolerate another lockdown.
Right. Wendy, thank you so much for that. Wendy Albert, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa, responding there to the impact that these travel bans are having on South Africa. We've seen also the Sand Parks has said that they've had huge cancellations as well. Impacts on the wine industry too. Everyone just reeling.